これから B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
Didn't you have a good time at the New Year's party?
Number 2. What time are you going to go home today? Number 3.
Why don't we eat out tonight?
Number 4. Let's set up a meeting for tomorrow. Number 5.
Would you mind working overtime today?
Number 6. I'm not sure what to call our new CEO. Number 7.
I'd rather you not eat lunch at your desk.
Number 8. Wow, the boss is in a really bad mood today. Number 9.
My son is always playing games on his smartphone.
Number 10. Can you tell me where the personnel office is? Two. Directions. You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11. This year's World Cup in Brazil was really exciting, but I heard you don't like soccer.
That's true. I like fast-paced sports like American football or ice hockey.
That's too bad. Question. Why doesn't the woman like soccer? Number 12. Let's go out to the movies tonight.
Oh, I'm a little bit tired. Why don't we just rent something?
Sounds like a good idea. Question. What will the man and woman most likely do this evening? Number 13.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the nearest public phone is? I'm meeting my friend for lunch, but I don't know which restaurant.
I'm sorry, I don't know of any around here, but I have a cell phone.
You are a lifesaver.
Question. What will the woman probably do next? Number 14. I just had a 2-hour lunch with that client from Colombia, Raul. I tried to talk about our new product, but he just kept changing the subject.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Latin Americans generally like to get to know you on a personal level before talking business.
Oh, I get it now. That's why he was asking all those questions about my family and my hobbies. Question. What should the man have done? Number 15.
Good morning, Henry. Did you sleep well?
Yes, I did. Say, where's Alice? She isn't in her room.
She left very early. She's at a car wash in the supermarket parking lot. Her class is trying to make money to help homeless people. You should go down there and help out.
Question. Which of the following best describes what Alice is doing? Number 16. You know, I'm not very happy with the increased sales tax.
But the government needs money to pay for social programs.
That's what they say, but how do we know that? I'd like to see a list of exactly what the new taxes are being spent on. Question. What is the man's attitude towards the government? Number 17.
I'm free next Thursday morning from 10 to 12.
Sorry, not good for me. I have another meeting then. Can we do it on Friday morning about the same time?
Friday is good for me too. Why don't you come to our reception desk at 9:50 or so?
Question. What is the purpose of this conversation? Number 18.
I bought this dress yesterday, but as you can see, there is a tear on the sleeve.
Have you worn the dress since yesterday?
No, I haven't. Look here, the price tags are still attached. I also have the receipt.
Question. What is the man implying about the woman? Number 19.
Kenji, are you going abroad again this summer?
I'm afraid not. I'd like to go to Hawaii, but the exchange rate isn't as good as it was last year.
That's true. Maybe you can just travel around Japan then.
Question. Why won't the man travel abroad in the summer? Number 20. According to the Wall Street Journal Asia, the Prime Minister's approval rating dipped below 50% recently.
Yeah, I really think the changes to the Constitution haven't helped him.
I partly agree, but it could also be the consumption tax hike. Question. What are the man and woman discussing? Three. Directions. You will hear five conversations. After each conversation, you will hear two follow-up questions. Choose the best answer to each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation. What happened? You look upset.
I just received a layoff letter.
Oh no, that's terrible. Did it give any reason?
Just that business is slow and temporary office staff must be reduced for now.
I'm sorry to hear that. You might not be back then? Number 21. How does the man feel about the woman's situation? Number 22. Which of the following will the woman probably do next? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation. Last night on the train, a young woman fell asleep on my shoulder.
Yes, that's quite common on Japanese trains.
What should I do in a situation like that?
Well, most Japanese people are too embarrassed to make a scene. Don't people sleep on the train in New York?
Are you kidding? They could be mugged or worse. Number 23. What advice does the woman give the man? Number 24. According to the man, which of the following best describes sleeping on a New York train? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation. Why is it so dark in this office?
Because it's lunchtime. We turn the lights off for an hour.
I'm not sure I understand. Why do you do that?
The company is trying to cut back on expenses, so when we aren't working, like at lunchtime, we turn off the lights.
I see. It would be nice if there was more natural sunlight. Number 25. What is the man's reaction to the woman's first reason? Number 26. Why are the lights in the office turned off at lunchtime? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation.
Welcome to London. May I see your passport, please?
Yes, here it is.
This is a Japanese passport. This window is for European Union residents only.
Oh, I see. Where should I go then?
Please join the queue at the end of this room where it says non-EU residents. Do you see the line?
Number 27. Where does this conversation take place? Number 28. Why is the man sent to another queue? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation. I signed an online petition about those girls kidnapped from their village in Africa.
Oh, I heard about that kidnapping. I'm not sure why they were kidnapped, though.
They were kidnapped by a militant terrorist group which believes that girls should not be educated.
That's terrible. What happened to the girls?
Some of them were sold to their kidnappers as wives. Number 29. What is the attitude of the woman in this conversation? Number 30. According to the man, what happened to some of the girls? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk. Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to your conference. Today, I'm going to talk about smartphone manners and how to change bad manners among your sales representatives. Bad manners make a bad impression on customers and clients, and your sales representatives are the first people clients and customers see. To begin with, let's identify some common smartphone bad manners. My company interviewed 5,000 business people to find out what they thought about smartphone manners. Our research showed that there are three main types of bad manners among business smartphone users. First, 80% of people surveyed said that taking calls or texting during meetings was bad-mannered. Many people said that smartphones should not even be on the table during a meeting. Second, nearly 70% of people thought walking in public places while scrolling messages or texting on their smartphones was bad manners. They thought these smartphone users should stop and move aside to perform those functions. Third, around 60% of people said Bluetooth users who take calls without informing customers, clients, or colleagues had bad manners. Most people thought Bluetooth users should tell others before taking a call. Now let's talk about how to effectively correct smartphone bad manners in your company. Number 31. What is most likely the speaker's profession? Number 32. What is the main idea of this talk? Number 33. According to the survey results, what is the most common kind of bad manners among smartphone users? Number 34. In particular, which group is mentioned that sometimes needs to change their bad manners? Number 35. What will the man talk about next? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk.
In my country, people work hard their whole lives but are never better off. As a teenager, I often heard the expression, the American dream. I didn't understand it well, but thinking about my future, I knew I wanted it. I left my hometown at age 17 with just $60 and got to Miami, Florida. At first, life was difficult. I didn't know a word of English. I stayed with cousins and did restaurant and hotel work, often two shifts per day. I learned English and studied by myself to get a high school diploma. Later, a bad marriage left me a single mother with two young sons. I had to work hard to raise my sons, and I often couldn't see them. Through good luck, I was hired by a big insurance company and quickly rose to regional account manager. 20 years after leaving my hometown, I'm an American citizen, I have a good salary, I own my home, and I can take my sons on vacations. To me, the American dream means that everyone has the same chances to improve their lives. Even if you are in a difficult situation, if you work hard, you can still achieve a better quality of life.
Number 36. What word best describes the character of the woman? Number 37. Why did the woman most likely decide to go to America? Number 38. At first, which of the following was a difficulty for the woman? Number 39. Where did the woman probably get a high school diploma from? Number 40. What expression best sums up the woman's idea of the American dream? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.